if every British statement does not contain a request to Israel to act within the limits of international law and spell out what those limits are, which are pretty clear, then we're encouraging Israelis to have a go, and that is a crime.
Now, the UK government could be complicit in war crimes if they don't act to restrain Israel. That's according to the Conservative MP, Crispin Blunt, who is the co-director of the International Centre of Justice for Palestinians, which issued this press release. The centre says it intends to prosecute UK government officials if they have aided and abetted war crimes in Gaza. It comes after the Israeli government warned more than 1 million residents of northern Gaza to evacuate ahead of a ground invasion. Crispin Blunt joins me now. Crispin, welcome to the show.
International law is pretty straightforward, and the argumentation is laid out in detail in the letter we sent to the Prime Minister, the Foreign Secretary and the Attorney General, alongside the press notice that explained the situation. And the international law has developed since the end of the Second World War, where through the Rome Statute, and for the lawyers in amongst your audience, it is Article 25 of the Rome Statute that then provides that those people who encourage, aid and abet, in that sense, the perpetrators, of when you know a crime is going to be committed, share responsibility.
And
if every British statement does not contain a request to Israel to act within the limits of international law and spell out what those limits are, which are pretty clear, we're encouraging Israelis to have a go, and that is a crime. Israel responded to the appalling atrocity of last Saturday proportionately within the ambit of international law, then of course everybody would be supporting Israel. But to respond to one absolutely dreadful crime with another crime, which would be of, in terms of a number of casualties, because there's going to be a greater magnitude, that just makes the whole situation worse, and it's obviously fundamentally wrong.
I mean, the Israelis will say, quite understandably, we have to respond to this. This was a terrorist attack on our territory, just as 9/11 was a terrorist attack on the US. We have to go into Gaza in order to dismantle the terrorist regime that is Hamas. We are having to warn civilians who live in Gaza that we are coming in so that they have a chance to move out of harm's way. And yet you've already, it seems to me, described effectively that warning as a sort of forcible movement of the population.
The scale of the operation that is envisaged means that 1.2 million people are being forcibly transferred out of their homes, and that is a specific offence under the Geneva Conventions. You are simply not allowed to do that. You can't just demand that people just vacate an entire area.
But what is the alternative? The alternative is to go in and... frankly, in terms of trying to capture Hamas terrorists, you will end up killing civilians. Would that be a war crime as well?
First of all, there is a the scale of the casualties on the Palestinian side has already now gone past the scale of casualties from the original atrocity. Now, if his ground operation goes on, the whole issue of proportionality response is bound to be engaged. There is a collective punishment of the people of Gaza going on, and that is stated by Israeli officials, and that is a direct offence. Against international law.
Can I just ask you, Crispin, from a sort of, this may sound facetious, but from a public relations point of view, if you are, as I assume is the case, somebody who believes that the Palestinians should have their own independent state, and if you also believe, as is clearly the case, that Israel may have in the past overreacted or in terms of how it deals with Palestinians in Gaza, do you think now is the moment when Israel has suffered a horrendous terrorist attack, which proportionately is much greater than 9/11, to effectively threaten British politicians, indeed your own colleagues, with be a prosecution for war crimes? Shouldn't you simply be urging restraint?
The law is the law. And that for the Palestinians is all that is left. And as international law has developed, it not only applies to the parties involved, and in the end, there will have to be an accounting. And it won't just be an accounting for the operation that's going on now. If you break the laws of war, you would expect the accounting to go on and go back over previous operations when people have been in breach of it, regardless of who the authors are, whether it's Hamas or the State of Israel or other or Hezbollah or other players in this appalling, unresolved situation at the heart of the Middle East. And we should all stand for international law. You and I were both ministers for a while. It was a requirement that we obeyed the law. That is all that we are saying. And we are pointing out gently to my colleagues and indeed to the leader of the opposition and the shadow attorney general that they are, obviously ministers must obey the law, but two human rights lawyers in that position certainly should understand the law and be familiar with the consequences of not following it. That in the situation we face, restraint is required from the Israelis, and if Israel's friends don't counsel restraint to her, they are doing her no favours at all.